So now we have the opportunity once again to welcome, as we do, anyone who requests an opportunity to be with us on Mid-Maryland Live. Susan, Reader, Jesse, I just know her as Susan. Actually, Sue. I've called her all names all my life, but I give the disclaimer that I like her. She's a good person. Now, I'm not endorsing her, but I sure do like her. Susan, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for letting Mal me the time.
Well, you did the right thing. You called in. We got you on here. And I understand you're running for county council at large.
That's correct.
And you're running unopposed? No. There's like 11 people. But anyhow.
Actually, 4 Republicans. And
3.
Ms. Reader Jesse is a Democrat facing 4 others.
For the Democrats.
Field of 5. For the Democratic primary.
Well, cool. I know you from forever. Your dad and from ever. And you've always been an honorable person. So anytime I see your name out there, I know you come bearing honesty. What separates you? We got to tell you this way. What separates Susan from the rest of the crowd? How would we look at you and say, gee, I need to vote for her because she says this or that? Is there a difference?
I mean, there's a little bit of difference. I was born and raised here, so were other candidates. So I know where he's been. I have an idea of where we want to go. I'm not a one-issue candidate. I've been involved in many things as far as senior care, as far as creating jobs in Frederick, as far as being involved in our fire and rescue. So there's many different things that I not only know about, but I get involved in.
Sure.
And I have a lot of, my husband's a small business owner in Frederick since 1985, so I know those issues. And I've been working in private industry in the business side for about 25 plus years.
And you did mention your husband. You told me if you didn't, just to remind you.
33 years, yes, I've been married. But having that knowledge in many different areas, experience, understanding what Frederick's all about, where we've been, talking to a lot of people, knowing we have a lot of issues here we need to address. One size does not fit all for schools. And so there are a lot of things you need to have an open mind about and read about and experience in and knowledge of. And I feel like I can bring a lot of that to the table.
I agree. What about this? What is the, in your opinion, what is the number one issue facing Frederick County in the years coming?
That's a tough one. A lot of people talk about growth, and growth affects many different areas. It affects schools, it affects seniors, it affects a lot of different things. And I'm a business person. Mm-hmm. I have a business background. I know about businesses, so I know it's important in order to attract businesses here. We need to have certain things in place. So I think we can do a better job and manage it more appropriately. And I think maybe we haven't done such a good job in the past, and I think a lot of people are upset. And I've listened to those people, and I've talked to those people. So once we get things in place, I think we can help the schools. We can help many things that will trickle down if we get that growth under place. And, you know, a lot of things changed in 1990 when they put the APFO in place and had a plan for future growth, for infrastructure, for schools, for fire and rescue, and things like that. And we've grown, faster than any other in the state. So I think if we, and it's all about working together. You know, nobody wants to work together. And that's what I'm all about. And let's work together with the groups that are really involved in this, the schools, the developers, things.
And, well, I think that's more than reasonable because you're not going to get anything accomplished if you don't.
Yeah.
And we found that out from the from times gone by. The situation in Frederick County is charter government. Now, as you well know, and anyone that's alive knows that I abhor it. I think it's horrible, but we have it.
You didn't vote for it?
No, I didn't. Not even close. But as a county council member at large, your powers, so to speak, or your duties are very limited to legislative issues.
Correct.
So as far as constituent services, you really don't have any other than the way the charter is set up now. Would you like to see the charter change so that you could have direct contact with county department heads and things such as that?
I think there are certain situations that if you had direct contact and you could get back to your constituents in a timely fashion, that would be a good idea, because I think it's about the citizens you serve.
Yeah, I think that's what made your dad so popular.
Right. And I think that's very important. I've always been in a position of getting back to my clients. So I see the citizens, if I was an elected position, getting back to to addressing their needs. So there's a couple things that I would like to see changed, and that's one of them a little bit. Of course, not in every situation, but I think there could be a pathway, there could be more flexibility there, and I do agree with that.
Good, excellent. Should the Frank?
Well, I'd like to step back just a little bit.
Go ahead.
And starting with the first question, and talk a little bit about more of your background, because not everybody knows you. Okay. You were born in Frederick County, and your father was involved in politics locally.
Both of my parents were.
And tell us what, like, where you grew up and what what has been some of your experience.
I grew up right west of here. I grew up on a farm. We worked the produce farm my entire life, as far as being a young adult. And it was incredible. And I have the heritage we have here in Frederick County in agriculture. It's something that will always be part of me, and I will always value that. After that, I went to TJ. And then I decided to stay local. Go Patriots. And decided to stay local. And I found my passion for science in 10th grade biology. And my teacher was just an inspiration to me of science. And then so I went to Hood College and got a degree.
Go Blazers.
Blazers, yeah. And got a degree in science. And then I worked at Fort Detrick for about 8 years doing cancer and AIDS research. And then I think I just talked too much in the lab. So I ended up leaving and going into a sales job. But at that time, I was went to school at night. I'm not afraid of hard work. I went to school at night for 7 years, worked full-time, had two kids, and I got my master's degree from Hood College. And that put me on the business side of companies. So another valuable thing you'll need to know when you're dealing with the county is the budgets. So I've dealt with multi-million dollar budgets, both on the government side and the industry side, for many, many years. And so I think that's important.
Well, that gives you a head up. Yeah. You know, and I think when people look at counties, why would I vote for someone over someone? I prefer someone who has been in business and knows business, because a lot of people who have only worked for people rather than run a business don't have the same understanding or concept of what needs to be done. I mean, it's easy to say all business people, and your husband's a business owner, that they're all millionaires and they should be given, so you have a realistic view of business, and I think that you should push that more.
Yeah, I am. And I push that along with my economic development experience that I worked for the city of Frederick and was part of the incubator, the FITC, for 11 years. And I was on the committee that brought people in and created jobs, and that's created hundreds of jobs. And that's one of our core strengths here in industry. So my economic development experience helps. Before that time, I got married to my husband, Frederick High School grad.
Go Cadets.
We've been married for 33 years. I have two grown children who graduated from Middletown High School.
Go Knights. I'm running out of this.
So needless to say, I've lived in four out of the five districts my entire life. Wow. And I have an understanding. Each has their individual strengths and challenges. And I think as a council member, you need to understand that when you're serving an at-large position. And so I think that's very important. So I never left here. I never wanted to leave here. I like seeing what's happening here. I think we can work together and tweak things if there's issues that need to be addressed. I got involved after the 2014 election and got involved in fire and rescue. I've got involved in raising funds for Meals on Wheels and things I knew were lacking or needed to be addressed in the county, even though I was not serving as a council person. I wanted to help. And so,
right now we have with us Susan Reeder, Jesse, who is our candidate for at-large in the primary and the Democratic side. And we're asking her about her opinions. And Frank, you're up next.
You ran last time in the first election for Frederick County Council.
At-large.
What do you think's different this time?
Oh, it's a different race. I don't take anything for granted. It was an incredible experience last time, and I never lost that feeling of wanting to serve. So I just had to do it again. I came very close to getting a position on the council for all the right reasons.
I remember, Susan, that getting near the end of the time that you had to register, I knew what you were going to do. You had said, no, I've had enough. No, I got things to do.
Yeah, I had some issues.
It's in your blood, isn't it?
It really is. And my brothers go, I don't know why you did it, but when I ran in 2014, it was the hardest thing I ever did, but it was the most fulfilling thing I ever did. And the people that I met and talked to and listened to, which is really important, I don't feel like I lost. I gained so much more. And, I'm not a quitter. And I just have that not need,
drive.
But desire to serve.
You have a drive. There's
community,
no question.
Yeah, it's been so good to me here.
Yeah. So the primary is June 26th. Yes. Early voting, I think, the 17th.
14th.
Whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, and you're in a field of five, so two of you will get through. Tim asked, but I mean, could you be a little more specific on, I'm staring at the ballot at five folks. What really sets you apart from the others?
I mean, it's my diversified background. Mm-hmm. I think it's my knowledge of business, economic development, creating jobs, my knowledge of the senior needs, my knowledge of the fire and rescue, being on the Fire and Rescue Advisory Board for 3 years, being very involved with that, And I just think I have a lot of ideas. I'm a person that's willing to sit down at the table with anybody here. I'm a business person, and people that don't, or people that don't want to do that. And I'm, you know, we have to. We all work together. We all live here. We all care. And you got the environment is something I'm very passionate about because I've been a scientist.
Me too. That's my number one issue.
Yeah, but that's just one issue in the county, and that's very important. So I feel like I can bring a perspective on each one and the ability to work with people. Because I've done that throughout my life all over the world. So.
Plus, you've known, you know so many areas, and I like that. Will it help you? Of course, you think it would help you, and I would think in primary. The Board of Education, or the, what's it called? Teacher Association, Teachers has endorsed you.
Mm-hmm.
Is that your first endorsement from them?
Yes. No, last year, in 2014, I did not get the endorsement for the primary. And I stayed on my message. Mm-hmm. Education is very important. They did endorse me for the general election.
Cool.
And so they know that I speak from my heart, and I speak honestly, and education is very important to me. It's very important.
How many of the county executive candidates on the Democratic side were endorsed by the FCTA?
Now? Mm-hmm. This one, too.
You and?
Kai,
okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
So it's a great endorsement. Education is
a
foundation. I think a foundation to our kids' success, and they're going to be our leaders.
I know.
So,
and then again, on there. I think I've asked every candidate the same question of just having a limited amount of time on issues.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said it. Growth is probably if you're going to pick an issue that's number one, and you talked a little bit about it, but can you really bear down on if we're going in the right direction? Are we too slow? Are we growing too fast?
I think you got to look in. Well, I'm a project manager. That's what I do in my profession, in my occupation. So in every project, and they're big ones, they're million-dollar projects, you got to look at many different things. Are we going too fast? Are we going in the right direction? I think we need to look what other things we can. Let's think outside the box. Let's meet with the people. I mean, possibly, I would think I was talking offside. Well, we weren't on. What about the people that are moving here for the first time in an existing home? Should they're having an impact on our community? Is that something we should talk about? I know certain aspects of the business community may not like that, but let's bring up a handful of things that we can kind of address that maybe can help out in many of these situations of the schools and things like that, and maybe could help out growth, because it all does trickle down into jobs when you're talking about growth or stopping it. And you can't stop growth. It's going to come. I know that's. But I have ideas that we should get together and talk to the people that are part of the growth, talk to the people that are impacted by the growth, as well as talk to the people that have, I call them the subject matter experts in the field, what ideas they may have. And it's a group effort, I think, to bring it under control into management. And, you know, I'm very optimistic. I think it can get it done. And I think we can work towards that.
So you would say Susan Reeder-Jesse is compassionate, listening. You have been here. You know what's going on. How would we get a hold of you if we want to support you, or if we want to get a yard sign or whatever that all entails? How do we get a hold of you?
Well, my website is SusanReederJesse.com. You can get a hold of me there. I'm delivering signs tomorrow all over the county. I do it myself because I like to meet the people that I deliver the signs to. And so that's really important. You want to donate? There's a donate tab on my website. You can also send me a message on my website. And I have a Facebook page as well under Susan Reeder Jesse, as well as a Twitter account.
Well, we thank you for taking time out of your day. We wish you the very best. It's only a month away or so, probably less than a month now.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.